This is the Greatness Everyday Podcast, and in this episode, we'll talk about how you can have greater quality meetings. Hi everyone, it's Matt here from the Greatness Everyday Podcast, and in this episode, we'll talk about effective meeting strategies that you can use, that I currently use, and you can literally start doing these things right away for your next group meeting, whether you're talking about a group meeting in a professional setting or you're talking about a group meeting just a little bit more general or a little bit more free. Maybe you're meeting to plan a birthday party or an event, something like that. You're going to be able to use these things immediately after this episode, and you're going to start seeing results. I really believe you do if you add one of these five or all of these five things into your next meeting. So let's go ahead and get started about these effective meeting strategies. And these are all five things that I use. And number one is an agenda. I really believe that you have to go ahead and develop or create an agenda. And I think you have to go ahead and send that out in advance. And it might be the week before, it might be the morning of. My personal favorite is the day before the meeting is to take place. And this does a few things. This gives the people that are involved in the meeting some time to actually think about what you're going to be discussing. And at the same time, this gives the people that are going to be attending the meeting knowledge on what they need to bring. And I really think that that is important to give them that beforehand notice, right? You want to make sure that they show up and they are prepared for the meeting. So go ahead and send it out in advance. I think you also have to review the agenda at the beginning of the meeting. And the agenda shouldn't be complicated. It should actually be very simple. I like to include the title, I include the date, and then I include a numbered list in order of the topics that you're going to discuss from the beginning to the end of the meeting. And that's it, literally bullet points, essentially, because the actual conversation piece and the expanding on the point is what happens in the meeting through various different ways. So number one, make sure you have your agenda, make sure you send it out beforehand, and you review it at the beginning of the meeting so everybody is reminded of the whole point and the purpose and the focus of the meeting that they are attending. And maybe if your meetings are meetings that happen regularly, like weekly or monthly, go ahead and create a meeting template. This will do a few things for you. This will just make sure that it's easy to make sure that you understand and know that you've hit everything that you're supposed to. And at the same time, it's easy to see and visualize if you missed something that you should have. So that might be something that is going to help you out as well. Number two is you have to make sure that your meeting is a safe environment. So you need to create and establish a safe environment. Whether this is something, a meeting that you are working with two or three people, or you're meeting with a larger group like 30 or 40 people, maybe it's a staff meeting at your work, you want to make sure that you establish and create a safe environment. I think you have to do this by ultimately being positive. So being positive, understanding and going into the meeting that you can actually create change. You can actually bring these people together that are in the meeting and make sure that that time is purposeful and there's something productive that comes from it. I think that you have to remind people what happens in the meeting stays in the meeting so that you can create that safe environment where people are not afraid of making mistakes. People are not afraid of voicing their opinions. And really collectively, when we do this, we're going to move ahead as a much more well-rounded, much more informed group and in whatever next steps we take. And ultimately, to create and establish a safe environment, this is probably the most important one because of the two things I said before. If you're not doing this, nothing's going to work in establishing that safe environment. And that thing is you need to model it. You need to absolutely model a safe and welcoming environment if you want the people in the meeting to do the same. There's nothing worse than going ahead and making sure that you keep reminding people to create a safe environment and things like that, but you're not modeling it yourself. People will see through that, and that's going to be the general attitude that goes out into your entire meeting. Number three is I think you need to assign and know your roles. So everyone should know what their roles are prior to the meeting or depending on what meeting type you have at the beginning of the meeting. And there are some times where your roles stay the same. Maybe there is an obvious person or team of people, leadership team in charge of the meeting, and that's great. Sometimes they change as well. Sometimes it's just something that you're meeting with a group of people and somebody has to take charge. So there are a few things that I would really make sure you go ahead and identify throughout your meeting. Who is going to be a timekeeper? Who's going to be a note taker? Who's going to be the person that goes ahead and reminds people when they get off task and things like that. And depending on what your profession is or what your meeting purpose is, you might need a few other roles. And if you want to learn more about assigning roles for a meeting, just go ahead and do a quick Google search on that and you're going to find plenty of great information that can help you out with that. Number four is I think you need to take notes. And there's two ways that I believe notes should be taken in a meeting. Number one is you should have a note taker who is the person recording the meeting minutes in as much detail as possible. And then I think you should send them out at the end of the meeting. Include anyone that you need to include in that email with the meeting minutes attached to it. If it is a supervisor or a leadership person that was not able to attend that, maybe the people that were absent from the meeting so that they can review that as well and see what was discussed. And I really believe as well, number two, everyone should take their own notes in their own words. And it doesn't have to be long. Just going ahead and identifying some of the main points that they're able to take away from it. Even by the simple act of writing it down, they're going to be able to recall much more from that meeting when you look at it in a few weeks or months later. Okay, so that is number four. I think you should take notes. And number five is you have to end the meeting with action steps. So the meeting should conclude on schedule. The meeting agenda should be reviewed to confirm that you've covered everything that you set out to cover. That's the whole point of meeting. Maybe you want to go ahead and say, oh, we need to bump these things to the next meeting. This is a good time to do that. And then after you've done those two things, identify what each member of the meeting's action steps will be. Okay, I make sure that each person knows what they have to do, when they have to do it by, and so on, right? This is the whole point of meeting. We want action and change to come out of meeting. So this is what you need to make sure you know. If people leave kind of wondering, why did we meet? There's no action steps to that. Well, really, you lost a great opportunity there to create some change. So identify what each member's action steps will be, and then go ahead and schedule the next meeting. I want to hear what you think about these meeting tips. If you have any other tips, you can go check out the video that's up on our YouTube channel now. It's the Effective Meeting Strategies video. It talks about these 5 points, and I'd love to hear what you think down in the comments below. Please go ahead and review our podcast and connect with us on YouTube and Instagram if you haven't already done that. Thanks so much for listening. This is Matt reminding you to choose greatness every day, and I'll see you with another episode next Monday.